Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Downtown Salt Lake City was once home to a famously opulent Victorian mansion with an extraordinary history. Construction of the Gardo House began in 1873 on the southwest corner of State Street and South Temple. Built by the LDS Church president Brigham Young, its purpose was to host traveling dignitaries, but rumors circulated that it was actually for Young's favorite wife, Amelia Folsom, and was thus nicknamed Amelia's Palace. When the mansion was completed, it had four levels, a tower, a spiral staircase, and intricate woodwork carved from black walnut. Elegant furnishings and paintings graced the rooms. Its opulence would become famous, but Brigham Young, who died in 1877, never lived to see the mansion finished. John Taylor, who succeeded Young as LDS Church president, was uncomfortable with the lavishness of the Gardo House, but because it was the official parsonage for church presidents, he reluctantly moved in when the house was completed in 1882. But Taylor would soon have bigger problems than public perceptions of excessive luxury. That same year, the U.S. Congress passed the Edmonds Act, which made polygamy a felony. Taylor, who was a polygamist, went into hiding when federal officers arrived in Utah to enforce the new law. Federal marshals raided Mormon households to search for offenders, and the Gardo House became a refuge for those fleeing the law. The Gardo House itself was raided several times, but Taylor's tough-minded sister, Agnes Schwartz, often held marshals at the door, demanding to see proper warrants. When lawmen did gain access, their searches were often fruitless because the mansion was fitted out with hiding places, such as hollowed walls and mattresses, and even a false ceiling in the tower. Taylor died in hiding in 1887. That same year, Congress tightened the screws even further and passed the Edmonds-Tucker Act, which disincorporated the LDS Church and confiscated its property. The Gardo House, along with other church holdings, was seized by federal authorities. Tune in next week to find out what happened to the Gardo House. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcbw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.